It's Thursday on Afternoon, so that means we are talking film, and who better to lead us through the wondrous world of cinema than writer, broadcaster, film critic, public speaker, and film programmer Thomas Caldwell. Thomas, a film about a cow, and not just any cow, but the first cow.
Hi, Brian. Yes, this is a film called First Cow, which is... The action takes place around a very important cow that appears in an early settlement in Oregon, America, in 1820. This is really early days of the American frontier and sort of people from all over the world arriving to make their fortune in America. And in this one particular settlement where the action takes place, there is a cow that's very central to the plot.
Yes, it's a cow that sort of looms large, and at first you think, all right, is this a film about a cow? But as you mentioned, it's about these two gentlemen, and in a way you could call it a sort of a buddy movie with a touch of a caper film. Would that be right?
Well, that's how it reads on paper, but the tone and style of this film is so different from everything I think we might expect it to be. This is a really... gentle, serene, minimalist, and what I find a really warm film. It's the new film by a US filmmaker named Kelly Reichardt, who has really proven herself to be one of the real powerhouses of genuine independent filmmaking in the States. And she does have this kind of pared-back style of storytelling and really beautiful way of, you know, she loves Oregon. She loves the setting of her films, and she shows enormous affection towards her characters, who often live on the margins of society. And the two characters in this are sort of these unlikely men who become sort of best friends and travelling companions. One is a cook who's referred to as Cookie throughout the film, this very softly spoken chef. And we're introduced to him travelling with a bunch of very rough and aggressive fur trappers. So he's quite different from, you know, that frontier masculinity we're used to seeing in Westerns. And he teams up with a man who says he's at the moment going by the name King Lu. He's a Chinese immigrant who's actually on the run for murder due to an altercation he had with some of his travelling companions. And these two men just form this really beautiful bond of kindness and generosity that leads them to pooling their resources to starting their own business. And that's where the cow comes in. They need milk to bake these oily cakes, which they sell at the settlement. And so they start going to visit the cow late at night to basically steal its milk.
Yes, and of course, eventually they attract the attention of a wealthy landowner played. And look, I watched the trailer and I thought, I know that gentleman. I know him. Toby Jones, who of course played Truman Capote in Infamous, the voice of Dobby in Harry Potter, but also a sort of villain in the Marvel movies.
Yeah, Toby Jones is probably the most recognisable face in this film. Kelly Reichardt, she does like mixing in well-known actors with unknown. I mean, and the two leads aren't really that well-known at all, although I suspect that will change. But yes, Toby Jones plays this kind of wealthy landowner who by default sort of has the authority of the settlement because he's the wealthiest there, which I think is a bit of a sly statement that even in the very beginnings, America was founded on a sort of plutocratic attitude where the wealthy had the access to the rule of law and the best resources. And yeah, things don't go well for Cookie and King Lu, which is signaled very early at the start of the film. There's an interesting yes. prologue, which kind of tells us where things are going to go. But, you know, even though there is a sort of sadness and tragedy to this film, there is a really unusual joy to seeing this kind of very warm, affectionate, platonic friendship between two men being explored on film. It's a type of masculinity we rarely see. And it's just really lovely knowing that these men are surrounded by sort of cynicism and brutality, but it never overcomes their spirit and their commitment to each other.
Absolutely. Thomas Caldwell, it has been reviewed incredibly well. I saw a reference, 119 film critics ranked the film in their top 10 lists. We got about 30 seconds. I'm not sure if you have a rating system, but do you give it a score out of 10?
Look, I don't traditionally, but in this case, let's give it 8 cow udders out of 10.
Excellent. Hey, how great that films are coming back. It opens this weekend, is that right?
Today. It's on general release today.
Of course. Thursday is traditionally the opening day. Thomas Caldwell, great to speak to you.
A pleasure, Brian. Thank you.